Welcome to Songs of Encouragement. Selections of song, scripture, and comment designed to encourage, inspire, and edify. It is our sincere desire that you will be blessed as we seek to exalt the one who alone can give a new song.
Wonderful, wonderful Jesus, in the heart he implanted the song of song, of deliverance, of courage, of strength, in the heart he implanted the song.
Each person has a basic desire to be loved and cared for by another. We are told that love is the thing that makes the world go round, and what the world really needs is love. The thing that we are not told, however, is what love really is and where it comes from. The commercial world would lead us to believe that love comes from things. That is completely false. The true nature and source of love is revealed only in the Bible. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Love is the giving of oneself to another. That's what Christ did on the cross. He freely gave of himself that we might have life. Those that have experienced God's love through Christ are asked to present their bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. The Apostle Paul tells believers to yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Why, then, should we surrender ourselves to the will of God? The answer is love. Paul said, "The love of Christ constraineth us."
Talk about love, how it makes life complete. You can talk all you want, make it sound good and sweet. But the words have an empty ring, and they don't really mean a thing. Without him, love is not to be found. Love is not to be found. For love is surrender. Love is surrender to his will. Love is surrender to his will. Shout about love, and that wars will all end. You can shout, we're all brothers, pretend, but you can't cover up the past. Just pretending will never last. Without him, love is not to be found. Love is not to be found. For love is surrender. Love is surrender.
Love is action. Words and expressions can be ever so nice, but love puts words and expressions into action. The greatest lover the world will ever know is also the greatest of givers. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
So
Father loves you.
When we think about love, we normally think about the heart. The Lord Jesus Christ said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart." It is impossible, however, for man in his natural state to really love God. The reason is given us in Jeremiah 17 and 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new.
How about your heart? Is it right with God? That's the thing that counts today. Is it black with sin? Is it pure within? Would you ask Christ in today? People often see you just as you are outside. Jesus really knows you, for he sees inside. Friend, how would you feel if your heart were made with a window on each side? As you are outside, Jesus really knows you, for he sees inside.